Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is primarily taken from our second reading from Acts chapter 2. Well, Don and I had been watching TV one late Saturday evening, and well, across the bottom of the screen there came out that, well, there was a thunderstorm watch that was just issued. And we're still watching TV, and about an hour later, well, a warning appeared that we had there in our county. So, well, naturally, well, I'm from Kansas, so what do you do? Well, when you get a warning like that, well, you go outside. You got to see what's coming, you know? You know, it's one of those things that when growing up as a kid, well, it was a rite of passage to be able to go out there and do that with your dad because, you know, if the tornado sirens went off, well, that's the first thing my dad did. Everybody else in the family went downstairs. They go in the basement. But, you know, he went out there, and so when I got old enough, well, I did that too. So here I am looking out there, and well, you see the dark clouds. Well, they're starting to roll in, and you have some of those clouds that are always come out ahead of the storm there, and well, they're starting just to race overhead. Well, things starting to get a little bit darker, and the wind's starting to pick up a little bit. And then you look off in the distance there, well, the pine trees, they started disappearing. Now, what I mean by that is that it was raining so hard that you couldn't see them anymore. This wall of water is starting to inch closer and closer to my house. And so before long, more trees are disappearing. And then at the end of the block, the houses started disappearing. And by that time, I'm inside looking out the back window watching all this because the temperature's starting to drop. You're starting to get big raindrops. And now all of a sudden here, all this is there. The wind's blowing. And it's blowing so hard that it's just not blowing down and around. The rain is going sideways. Now, I'm sitting there looking at my lawn furniture out there in the back, wondering if my patio umbrella there is going to stay in the stand there, if it's going to blow out and go across the yard. That's happened a few times. And then while I'm watching all of this, the rain blowing all this way, then after a minute or two, the rain and the wind go this way. That's when I knew. That's when I knew I wasn't in Kansas anymore. All right? Disciples there in our lesson there, well, they realize they're not from Kansas. They're there in Jerusalem. It's been a number of days since the disciples have been hanging out with Jesus. And, you know, it's this time after he had rose from the grave alive. And so they're asking him questions like, you know, when are you going to restore the kingdom of God? And Jesus is like, you know, don't worry about that kind of stuff, guys. You know, wait around here in Jerusalem. Because what's going to happen here is that, well, God's going to bless you. And the power of the Most High is going to come upon you, and you're going to be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And then Jesus rose up into the heavens where the white clouds are and out of sight. Well, 10 days later, Pentecost arrived, and they're all together in one place. And suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as a fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The mighty rushing wind. Well, you've heard that kind of thing before. Well, now the disciples are hearing that inside the house. And something happened. Something extraordinary happened. Something spectacular. As foretold by Jesus and also prophesied by Joel. The Holy Spirit came upon the disciples. And to prove that that was happening there, you know, tongues of fire appeared over their heads. Now, as we look in our Old Testament lesson there, that's happened before when God visited his people there, and in particular the elders. What happened? Well, they started prophesying themselves. Indeed, God has visited the disciples there. And what did they do? They began to speak in other tongues as the Holy Spirit directed them. And then what happened? Well, now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together. And they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in his own native language? We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." Well, the people, well, they heard a noise. And so like people from Kansas do, when you hear that mighty rushing wind, you go outside to find out, well, what is? What's going on? And they're looking up at the sky, and well, there's nothing there. But where is this sound coming from? Well, then they go over there and find out that all of this noise here is coming out of this house where all these people are. And so here they are. They're gathered there. And so what do they hear? Well, as the Holy Spirit had directed them, these men who had an accent like they're from Hicksville or something, all right? You know, they're out there speaking, and all these people are like, well, how is it that we're hearing these men who are obviously Galileans, though, but we're hearing that in our own native language? They hadn't been taught that. They hadn't been picked it up along the way. They were speaking in different languages, and what were they speaking about? The mighty works of God. But they had been one of the coolest moments ever. One, to hear that, to hear somebody speaking in your own language, but also, too, to be a participant in that event as well. But none of this would have happened without the Holy Spirit. Now consider what the disciples had been doing here. Since Jesus had been killed, first they were hiding, then Jesus shows up, their faith is restored. They are hanging out, doing various things here, but was anything happening within the church, within the body of believers? Nothing. Nothing had been going on. It's the same number. But yet, what were the disciples doing? Well, they too really weren't doing much of anything. They were going back to their old ways. In fact, what did they do? They went back to doing what they knew best. And that was fishing for an occupation. Nothing was happening on their own. And then the Holy Spirit came. And everything changed. The mighty things of God started happening again. Why? Because God was with them. The Holy Spirit came upon them, and immediately what did they start doing? They started witnessing, telling the mighty things of God, telling others about Jesus. Now, as others were hearing all of this, what was their response? Well, some were amazed, again, hearing what was going on in their own language, but others are like, no, these guys are drunk. What's the time? Well, it was about 9 o'clock in the morning. And they're like, no, I can't believe this. And isn't that the way with people? When they hear something that gets attributed to God, they try and explain it away. They're trying to say, well, it's just kind of some set of extraordinary circumstances that's going on. They don't want to give God the credit for anything. No, what was happening that Pentecost was God was empowering his people. Now, Peter was standing there with the 11. He put it this way. Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And even on my male servants and my female servants in those days, I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. God has empowered his church to go out and tell the mighty works of Jesus. How God has sent his own son, and that son became the perfect sacrifice by offering up his life and dying on the cross. That perfect son and that perfect sacrifice earned the forgiveness of our sins. And he rose from the grave alive and ascended into the white clouds of heaven. And someday he will come back again that same way to gather all who believe to be with him. And we will join him in that perfect place in heaven forever. But until that day, more people need to hear about the mighty deeds of God. Now, while we all agree with that statement, we all might wonder, it's like, well, where's the Holy Spirit in all of this? Where is he to aid us? We don't hear any mighty rushing wind in here. We don't hear that in our homes. There's no spectacular visitation by the Holy Spirit here. Or has there been? Well, not by wind has his Holy Spirit come upon you, but rather by water and God's Word, the Holy Spirit has visited you. And now dwells within you. Doesn't matter how ordinary that might seem. It's still spectacular nonetheless, because God has visited you personally. You see, God has empowered you, his sons and daughters, with the Holy Spirit to carry out the mission of the church. God has empowered you to tell others about Jesus. Now, I saw the wind shift in my backyard, I knew. It was going one direction this way, and then just a couple minutes later, it was going this way. Shortly after I witnessed that, weather guy comes on the TV announcing a tornado warning. And not more than a minute after that, my daughter calls up. She lives in a different part of town. She's wanting to know, hey, there's a tornado out there. You know, where is it? Is it close to my place? And I laughed at her and I said, no, it's close to my place. In fact, the tornado came through my neighborhood and was just hit 7 houses down from where I lived. Sometimes it takes something like a mighty wind to get your attention. And sometimes it's just as simple as a baptism. Either way, God has got your attention, and He has made you His own. You have received the Holy Spirit. Take that gift that has been given to you. Yes, indeed, the mighty, rushing Holy Spirit is within each and every one of you. Take those gifts that He's given to you and share that with the world that needs to hear it. Tell others about the mighty deeds of God. Tell others about Jesus Christ. For in so doing, that same Holy Spirit that created faith in your hearts will create faith in the hearts of other sons and daughters that will become part of God's family, just as you are, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now may the peace of God surpasses all human understanding. Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.